All right, well, the kids take an offering. If everybody wants to turn your Bibles, turn the sword of the Spirit to 1 Peter. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. How many glad for the Word?
Amen.
Life and the Word. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. Every word of God is pure, and He's a shield unto them that trust in Him. I'm glad of it. Hallelujah. David said, I'll hide thy word in my heart, O Lord, that I might not sin against thee. The entrance of thy words giveth light, and I'm glad. It's a light into our path. Hallelujah. It'll light up our way. The word of God is instruction. It gives you wisdom. It gives you knowledge. It gives you understanding of salvation. The Lord can only lead you by His Spirit and His Word. They both agree. Amen. You can never have the Spirit without the Word, and neither the other way around. You have to have the Word and the Spirit of God. No conviction can ever come to you without the Word of God. Every Word of God, it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and the Spirit. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of your heart. God's Word is like a mirror. It's like a light that shines down deep in our heart. God speaks to us through His Holy Word.
Amen.
I'm glad of that. How many's glad that we're begotten Amen. By the Word, Amen. Saved by the Word, called by the Word of God? Thank God it's the gospel. It still is the good news, and I'm so glad of that. Hallelujah to the Lord. 1 Peter 5, and let's look at verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you. All right. Notice what Peter's is saying here. By the inspiration of God, there's a message in this to every one of us, every one of us Christians. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
Yes.
What's Peter saying? They're under heavy persecution at this time, and the trials and tribulations are going through.
No.
Peter's just saying you've been down. You're low. You felt this way for a long time because of the fiery trials. You're low. You're in a low place.
Yes.
You're wondering, when, oh Lord, when will I get out of this? I'm in a low place. And God is a saying, just if you will hold on to me and trust me, I'm doing a work for you and in you, and in due time I will lift you up. How many knows if we'll hold on to Him and be faithful? Do what He's called us to do. We'll have our trials. We'll have our low places. We'll be down, all the way down. And you know what? That's the times that you question, Lord, where are you at? God, I need your touch. And God's just saying, in due time, if you will trust me, I'm doing a work, and I will lift you back up. Hallelujah. You got to know that I will move for you. Thank you, Lord. God knows where we are, every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My heart is heavy this morning. It's been heavy this week for people that are under the gun. They're going through heavy trial. And it seems like they're in a low place. And what the Lord is saying, if you'll humble yourself under my mighty hand. How many knows God's got a mighty big long hand and reach right down. He said, if you'll humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He said, I will exalt you in due time. I'm glad that God's got a due time for every one of us. Sometimes we would like to speed up the trial, but the Lord isn't doing a work inside of our trial. He does a work in us. He does a work on us. And when He gets done with us, He'll do a work through us. Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen.
In due time, I will lift you up. Listen, casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you.
He care.
Care in the Greek means casting all of your anxieties, all of your worries, your doubts,
yes, sir,
and fears, the troubles that come into your mind and your heart. Can you say today, Jesus, you are my helper,
right,
my comfort, and my God.
Oh, yeah.
He's a teaching me, and I'm learning to lean. He is my rock and my strength. Thank God he is my sustainer and keeper. I wouldn't want to try, Brother George, to live one day without the Lord. Not one day, hallelujah. I tell you, every day that I live, I want to feel his touch and his spirit inside of my soul. I want to feel that connection on the inside to know, Lord, I still belong to you, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
So, all of these cares, Jesus says, I care about you, and I love you with an everlasting love. And I want to tell you something about the Lord. He never will leave you, and he will not lose you. Jesus prayed in St. John 17, of all those, Father, that you've given me, I've lost none. Hallelujah to the Lord. He said, nobody can pluck you out of my hand. And he said, my Father that sent me is greater than I. And no man can pluck you out of my Father's hand. And he said, I'll not lose you. He said, and I will not leave you. Hallelujah. He said, I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. And you raise your little hand and say, thank God he's with me. Hallelujah. I might not understand. And I might be looking through a glass darkly. I don't know where this trial's leading me. But I know one thing. He's building a faith in me. He's building a confidence in me. That when I come out of this trial, that I'll be able to help others and say, what God's done for me, he will do for you. He'll lift you up in due time. You can't speed up the hands on God's clock, but in due time, the Lord said, I'll prove you. And when I prove you, there's coming a lifting up and a promotion in me. Ain't you glad of that? God's going to bring us out.
Yes.
Do you know where the most blessed place that you could ever be and where your soul can find help in the time of need? Do you know the place where you can find a refuge in the time of storm and trial? Do you really know that sacred place where you can find rest and peace for your soul in a world full of trouble?
Yeah.
It's at the feet of Jesus.
Right.
At his dear feet.
Yes.
I'd like to teach this morning a few minutes on being at the feet of the Son of God. Being at his feet. Hallelujah. That's the dearest and most blessed place that you can be.
Come on.
Because you can learn at his feet.
Yes.
He'll guide you at his feet.
He'll guide you.
He'll teach you when you're at his feet. He'll help you to understand things when you're at his feet.
Yes.
And we just need to take more time to say, Lord, I'm going to pray more, and I'm going to read the word more, and I want to be like Mary. I want to be at your feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
It's at the feet of Jesus, the Son of God. When I'm troubled and when I'm pressed and stressed, in my soul and I'm pressed in my mind, I run to Jesus. There is no other
right. That
I could ever run to.
Amen.
That's right.
Did you know there's times that your wife really don't understand, or your husband might not understand, your closest friend might not understand you, a mom and a dad might not understand. Everybody at times, Brother Jason, they hurt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
They hurt.
You're right.
They're trouble in their mind. They're stressed.
Come on.
Worries and fears come.
God bless you.
And with it, doubts. Mm-hmm. We borrow from tomorrow and bring it into today, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow, Lord.
Blessed be.
What am I going to face tomorrow? How am I going to handle this?
Right.
Which way will I go? What kind of a decision? How will I get out of this, Lord? We borrow from tomorrow when God says, don't do it. Says, enough is sufficient for the day is the troubles you have today. I will take care of tomorrow.
Hey.
He said, I brought you this far, and I ain't going to lose you now. I brought you a long way and I've saved you. I've supplied your need. I have fought your battles. I've healed you when you've been sick. I made ways when it looked like there was no ways. I provided for you. I've supplied. I've come through and fought many battles for you. Don't you look back. Can't you look back and see what I've already brought you out of? Where I brought you to today. I never did leave you. And I never did forsake you. I'm still the same God in your past that is the God of today. And you don't have to worry about tomorrow. If you'll just lay it at my feet, hallelujah, I care for you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
I care for you.
Thank you,
Lord. I've never gotten just tired and battle weary.
Amen. Come on.
When the battle rages and you're fatigued and you're worn out, what do you do in times like that? Do you run to Jesus?
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Do you run to the Lord and pour your heart out to God?
Glory be to God.
When you're in these times, do you hunger for the Lord?
Oh, God.
Come on.
I want to say this. There is sometimes that God will create a desire in us.
Mm-hmm.
When we coast, we don't pray. We're not faithful to reading the Bible like we should.
Yeah.
Did you know God's got a way of stirring us? To stir you. Don't you imagine sometimes things happen in our life to create a hunger and a spiritual thirst in our soul? Lord wants us ready when He comes again. He wants us filled with His Spirit. Hallelujah. But we're in a lackadaisical state and we're just coasting and we're drifting and we're staying in neutral. God's just saying sometimes I will allow things to come to bring you low. I'm telling you, God, only God can create a desert in your soul. Yes, He can. When you feel like He's a million miles away from you, the Lord's got a way of creating a hunger in you. Then it will drive you to your knees and say, Lord, I need you and I want you. I'm desperate for you, Lord. I'm in a dry place and I need a fresh drink, Lord, from the living waters of the well. And you raise your little head and say, that, Lord, is what I need. I need a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I need a fresh drink from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And God's wells never run dry. They bubble up. Ask the woman that came to Jacob's well. Hallelujah. She came with an old empty stone water pot. Hallelujah. And she met Jesus. Hallelujah. And she found a well. Set it up on a well. Hallelujah. Jesus said to her, give me a drink, woman. And she said unto him, thou beest a Jew, askest me, a woman of Samaria, I to give you a drink of water. Hallelujah. We don't have any dealings with one another. And Jesus looked at her. Hallelujah. He looked beyond that stone water pot. He looked right down into that thirsty soul. She had had five husbands. And the one that she had presently was not her own. And Jesus told her that. But He told her, He said, I've got water to give unto you that you'll never have to come here and to draw out. And the water that I give unto you shall be a well of water, a springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. She said, Jesus, give me that water that I don't have to come here and draw. Hallelujah. How many knows that she ran in to the living well? Hey, Lord, this living water is still a flowing. Oh, glory to God. It will satisfy the thirst. Yes, it will. It will put joy down deep inside. Let me raise your little head and praise Him.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 hey. There's life in the well. I said there's peace in the well. And there's joy. Hallelujah, this salvation.
Amen.
Woo. Hey, Lord, I got him on the inside. I got the witness. Hallelujah to the Lord. God knows how to create a hunger within you and create a thirst within you that you'll say, Lord, I'm tired of being stagnated. I'm tired of being dry. Lord, draw my heart and make me thirsty again.
See, sometimes the Lord allows things.
Yeah.
Get us back on our knees.
Amen.
Get us to praying again.
Yeah, thank God.
I don't like the dry places.
No.
It feels like God's a million miles away. You're walking, treading hot sand. Oh Lord, the sun's beaming down on you.
Yes. Come on.
And you say, Jesus, 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 I need another drink, Lord. I need to be renewed. Sleepy little hands. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh. Renew me, Lord. Refresh me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Restore to me, Lord, I pray. Hey, refresh you from the presence of the Lord. Somebody's here today. I know I ain't got this message. Hallelujah, for no reason at all. Somebody needs a drink. Somebody needs a refreshing. Somebody needs their hope renewed. Somebody needs to be lifted up. Humble yourself, back down on your knees with a contrite heart and a broken spirit. And the Lord said, I will mend you, and I will heal you, I will fix you. Oh, David of old, he said, my heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. Therefore, I'll sing and I'll give praise. It's been a long time since you've had the joy of the Lord, and to sing his praises, and to feel the joy on the inside. The Lord is saying today, I know where you're at. Hallelujah, and I'll renew you.
Yes.
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 Oh, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You might say,
God, you bless it, Lord.
Preacher, you don't know how I feel.
Come on.
Yeah. You don't know what I'm going through.
Come on.
And I'm suffering. There's a battle that I'm fighting in my mind. My soul, preacher, is just weary and tired of the trouble.
Yes, Lord.
I'm worried.
Have your way, Lord.
Can I tell us here today, you've never been down a road that Jesus ain't already been down.
Right.
You ain't never been down a path or a crooked way. You ain't never been down a steep place. You've never been in the lowest valley on earth. Oh, Lord, of the driest place. What Jesus said, I've already went before you. Oh, I went down that road of suffering and trouble. How many knows he was tempted at all points, like as we're tempted and tried, and he's able to succor us in the time of trial. What is he saying? I'm able to aid you. I'm able to come to your help and to come to your rescue. Hallelujah. I already know how you feel.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Stressed and pressed beyond measure.
Lord, have your way.
Oh, Lord.
My Lord and my God.
You've never suffered a trial that he ain't already went through.
Yeah.
I want to tell everybody in this house, Jesus knows right where you are.
Amen.
He knows how you feel.
He knows.
He knows. Because he's already went through it. He's already battled every sorrow,
every
worry, and every fear. He's already felt your pain. He knows your hurt and your loss. When others
brothers walk out, Jesus said, I'll be the friend that's sticking closer to you than a brother. Hallelujah. When others don't understand you, the Lord understands you. And he knows about you. Oh, hallelujah. Raise your hand and say, he knows to me. He loves me. Glory to God. Woo! He is my shelter. He is my refuge and my strength.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, my
God.
That's right.
Can I tell us here today that he's the faithful high priest that has passed into the heavens, is now at the right hand of God as our intercessor, our mediator, and our advocate.
Yep.
He's the go-between between us and the Father.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. He took upon himself the form of human flesh. He's not only the Son of God, but he came the Son of Man to walk every path that you could ever walk.
Yes.
But yet perfect. And without sin.
Amen.
Ain't you glad of that?
Amen.
Nobody knows, preacher, what I'm going through, how I'm hurt, and how I'm troubled. Jesus said, I know. I know right where you are, and you are my child. And I'm going to help you and sustain you. Holy God.
That's right.
For we have a great high priest that is touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes.
Brother Ben, it did not say that he's touched with our infirmities.
Yeah.
He's touched with the feeling of our weaknesses, the feeling of our pain, the feeling of our weakness, the feeling of our hurts, the very feeling of our sorrows, the very feeling of our fears. Oh, trouble. He's acquainted with our grief.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you say, Jesus, you know more than I ever thought you knew about me?
Yes.
Amen.
You know it all.
Yes.
That he may exalt you in due time. You're going to have a due time. You're going to have a due time, and God's going to say, I'm going to touch you like you've never been touched.
Praise.
I'm going to bring you out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes.
Yes, amen.
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Yes.
Oh God, it's amazing by faith through the blood of Jesus that we can enter God's very throne room. An access has been opened up by faith into this grace wherein we stand. You might not be able to bow on your knees because of your physical condition, but I guarantee you can bow your heart before the Lord. And you can enter into his throne room at the feet of Jesus to obtain mercy and to find grace to help me in the time of need. Holy, holy. Jesus is our intercessor, our mediator, and our advocate, which means he looks at the Father and he said, I've got a child that's struggling down there. I feel their pain, Father. Come on, listen. I know what they're going through and how they're feeling. Look at the nail prints, Father, in my hands. And look at my feet. Look at the scarred brow where the thorns went down over my head. Look at my side, Father. Nobody's ever suffered and loved humanity like I have. I paid a price and shed every drop of my blood to redeem them, Heavenly Father. They feel like they're at wit's end.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God.
Have your way, Lord.
You ever get in a place where this ever ends?
Come on,
brother.
You ever had questions and wonderings in your mind and in your heart? When, oh Lord, when?
That's right, come on.
Will I ever get through this?
Bless him, Lord.
Will I ever come out of this?
Glory to God.
Will I ever be lifted back up?
Come on.
Will the joy ever return?
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Will Jesus pay me a visit?
That's right. Come on.
Will God exalt me? Will he reach back down and touch me again? Raise your little hand in the church. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. The God of your past, the God of the blessings of your past, is still the God of today. The God that brought you out of yesterday and brought you here today. You might be heavy laden. You might be carrying a load. But Jesus said, I will sustain you. Hey, Lord, and I will help you. And I will secure you. Hallelujah, and I'll lift you back up. Hey, Lord. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of God. Raise your little hand to the Lord. I don't care who you are in here. Hey, Lord, God loves you. It ain't over. I said it ain't over. Hey, Lord. Hey, God, the trial. It's just going to last for a little while. Hallelujah, joy. It's a coming in the morning. Weeping may endure for the night. Hallelujah. David said, I've watered my couch with my tears. My meditation, hallelujah, has been upon the Lord. And I know that he's going to restore me.
Yes, Lord.
We're living in the time, Brother Honest.
Yes.
People are hurting. We all go through it. You might say, Brother, man, I felt the Lord and I'm ready and I came to church today. But there's still yet, there's times and seasons we all go through. You might be in a high season right now. But some people are going through a low season.
Yeah.
A dark time. And what us ministers are trying to do is encourage you. Listen, I've been in this for over 49 years. I've had my ups and I've had my downs.
Praise the Lord.
I've had times it seemed like I would never get out of this valley.
Man, come on.
It seemed like I would never raise my head above the water again.
Oh, Lord.
It felt like I was at wit's end. Come on, I felt like I was out in the middle of the sea. My old ship was rocking to and fro. What was it Jesus said to his disciples as he sent the multitude away? He said, let us pass over unto the other side. He constrained his disciples to get in a boat. It seemed like that they didn't want to go over. It just seems like maybe they looked out over the horizon and maybe they saw the dark storm clouds arising in the sky. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Jesus constrained them to get in that boat. We're going to go to the other side. I'm telling you, if the Lord ever gave you a promise, hey, Lord, he'll be with you until you get over to the other side. Raise your little hand and praise him in the house. Your boat ain't going to go down. I don't care how the winds are blowing or the rains are falling. I don't care how high the waves are. We're going over to the other side.
That thing died like a lot of Christians. Hey, Lord.
Raise your little hand. I feel him in the house here today. It ain't over. Glory to God.
That's right.
We're coming out. We're going over. Right. Hallelujah. What was it Jesus said? He said, get in the boat, boys.
Yes, sir.
Will Jesus ever send you somewhere without having knowledge of where you are? Or what you're going to go through or what you're going to face?
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
Come on. No, sir.
Come on, brother.
No way. They got in that boat and they went out so many furlongs and I looked it up. It was about 3.5 miles out. They was in the midst of the Sea of Galilee. It was almost 8 miles across.
Wow.
Well, you've made it this far. You think the Lord's going to fail you now?
Come on.
Hallelujah. The Lord's a-coming, Brother Daniel. He's a-coming soon.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Lord has brought you this far and he's going to walk out on you and fail you now? No. No. He said, we're going to the other side. Come on. The Bible said the mighty storm came. Hallelujah. And that old boat began to rock. Matthew and Luke said that they were in jeopardy and the waves covered the boat. And another writer said of the same storm, said the water filled the boat. I tell you, it looked like it was going to go down. And they toiled and they worked to get a hold of it. How many's ever tried with all of your natural strength to get a hold? They are. Or sometimes you cannot fix your own problems. Hey, Lord, you're going to have the Lord to fix it for you. Lord, Jesus was in the bow of that boat asleep, and if he was, and which he is and was, he was God manifested in the flesh. He was the Son of God, and he knows everything as being the Creator. Through Jesus Christ, all things were created. He created the sea. He made the winds, hallelujah, to go out and blow over the earth. He made the water. And don't you know that he knows where we are here today?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. He made it all.
Amen.
Jesus sat down in the bow of that boat.
Come on.
Disciples said, man, maybe they talked to one another. Wonder why he ain't up here.
Yeah. Come on.
Don't he care? Can you imagine them hanging on the side of that boat? Waves that just goes, salt water goes in your eyes. Come on. These happen. This really happened.
That's right.
One of them says, we're going to have to go down and wake Jesus up.
Yes.
We're all going to die. We're going to go down.
Well,
can you imagine them running down there and holding on to everything inside the wall of that boat and go down there and shake him and say, hey, Jesus, carest thou not that we perish?
Carest thou not.
Come on.
Jesus rose up and he walked up and he looked out and he said, peace be still. And that great storm became a great calm.
Yes.
And they marveled at this. And Jesus looked at him and said, how is it that you had no faith? Was not I with you the whole time? Do you thank me? You've seen my miracles. He had already fed the 5,000 besides the women and children, probably 20, 25,000 people.
Yeah.
Mommies, daddies, and little children, and filled their little bellies up. They had already witnessed him heal the sick and afflicted.
Yes,
where is your faith now?
Oh, where's your faith?
My Lord. So don't you wonder sometimes why God allows things in our life? Not only to create a greater desire in us, it draws us closer to him to get us to call on him.
That's right.
Yes. You're right.
Huh?
Come on.
Yes.
That great storm became a great calm.
Right.
So what did I get out of it this morning as I was studying this? Why did Jesus wait so long? He knew it. It was to show them that it is never too late for me to step on board of your boat.
Never too late.
Thank you, Lord.
It ain't too late.
Thank God.
You might feel like you're going down. What's the use? Old devil telling you, what's the use? The harder I try, it ain't going to work out. It ain't working out. And I believe by this story, Jesus is saying, when you feel like you're at your end, you've come to the very bottom, that's when I will step on board. Raise your little hand and praise him. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. He's a teaching us, Brother Ben. He's showing us marvelous things, what he can do. When it looks the darkest, when it looks the bleakest, That's when Jesus said, I could do something about it.
Amen.
You tried to bring it under control and you couldn't do it. Your hands couldn't fix it. Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the Lord. But all that I got to do is speak the word and it shall be done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh. Ain't you glad of that today?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God be praised.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
I get so happy writing this stuff. My Sunday school lessons, I shout and run through the house. I literally run through my house. Jump up and down. Oh, Lord. So what's Jesus saying? He said, just come to me. Call on me. And I'll help you.
Yes.
Come ye who are heavy laden. Lay your burdens down at my feet.
Yes.
I know ye. I know your limitations, but I still called you. I know your weaknesses, but I still love you.
Yes.
I see right where you are now. I see the heavy load you're under. I'm aware of it. And as I inspire Peter to write that if you'll cast all of that on me, I care affectionately for you.
Yes.
Unload it all at my feet, child, now.
Glory, glory.
I'll help you. I've already suffered it all. And I'll help you and I'll sustain you and I'll lift you back up.
Yes.
I still know how to save and heal and make a way and deliver.
Aye.
When you feel like you've reached your limit and you can't go any farther, you stand with your back against a wall with 100 questions. And as you gaze into tomorrow, and you say, which way, Lord? What do I do now?
What do I do?
Won't you bring it to me and trust me? Lay it, child, your very soul and all of your worries at my feet.
Yes.
I will guide you.
Amen.
And I will help you.
Yes.
I will hold to thy right hand, saying, fear not. I am with thee.
Amen.
Be not dismayed. For I am thy God.
I am thy God.
I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Can we praise him? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I feel the Lord wanting to minister. I feel his spirit. God sees your hurt. He knows all about it. He knows when you're confused. He knows when you're hurt. You're worried. He said, I'll hold to your right hand. Hallelujah. And that lets me know if I go up here and shake Brother Ben's hand, and Brother Jason's hand, my right hand goes out, it's a right hand of fellowship. How does he shake my hand in return with his right hand? I know there's a bunch of people that's left-handed, but what God's is saying, the right hand of power, the right arm of God is extended. The right hand of God, the right side of God is his power. He said, I'll reach right down and I'll get a hold of your right hand with my right hand. I'll make bare my right arm. He said, and I will lift you. And if I have to, I'll carry you. How many can say there's times, Brother Tommy, that the Lord has literally carried me? Hey, Lord. What was it the Lord spoke through Moses? He told him to reiterate the story to Israel. 2 to 3 million Israelites for 40 long years. They came through the wilderness and a land of deserts and a land of scorpions and pits, but they never went hungry. Hallelujah, God, every morning for 40 long years, he came down and rained the manna from heaven upon the ground around their tent. Angels' food that they ate. Many can say he's made a way, Brother Tommy. I've never went hungry. I've always had food. Hey, praise the Lord. He would open up an old dry flinty rock and make a river flow out of a rock and a water, and to give his people the drink of that living water. I believe it was the purest water that could ever come out of a rock. It quenched every one of them's thirst for 40 long years. years, their shoes did not wear old on their feet. Hallelujah. Their garments never wore out. Raise your right hand and say, that's my God. That's my God that I serve. He's never failed and he never will. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us.
Hitherto.
Hey, Lord. I feel like I could slap that devil today. There's a wool on you and try to worry you and tell you Jesus' word will carry you. Hallelujah. Tell them, Moses. This is what the Lord said to you, Israel. This is what his message is to you. He said, did not I bear you unto me on eagle's wings, and I brought you unto myself? I'm telling you, an eagle, it can soar above the storm clouds. I'm going to raise you up ahead. I'll tell you, when the Lord saved you, he put a set of eagle wings inside of your soul. He made you to mount up. I said the Lord made you to mount up. I'm telling you, in the time of storm, you can soar above it.
Yes.
I carried you and I brought you unto myself on eagle's wings. Now, what's the Lord have to do to get you out of the nest?
Come on.
As an eagle stirreth up her nest, so the Lord stirs up his people. Mm-hmm. That mother eagle knows when it's time for that little eaglets to fly.
Yeah.
They should be flying. She looked at her husband. Now, both eagles, the male and the female, both feed their little eaglets. Here comes the mommy. That little feller's opened up their beak. In comes a fresh piece of meat of a rabbit. Or whatever.
Yeah.
They gulp it down. Boy, this, can you imagine them eaglets looking over one another? Man, ain't this good? We could just wait it all day and night. Or all day. All day long. Wonder what we're going to have tomorrow. Man, this is fun in this nest. It's so comfortable, man. This downy feathers, oh Lord, it feels so soft here. It is so soft in this nest.
Yeah.
Man, the life, this feels good, don't it? Junior looks at Susie and he said, oh yeah, man. He said, we got to be made. We got to be made. That mommy by instinct knows it's time for the eaglets to fly.
Yes.
And she gets there, and I've read and I've heard all kinds. She'll get on there and then 8 foot long all together. And she takes off flying, trying to entice them. Come on, kids. Come on, you all can do it too. You all can fly. If the preacher can have victory, if the singer can shout, come on, they get on that music, why can't I get a blessing?
Come on, holy Lord.
Bless. Come on now. In comes Daddy. He flops his wings and he takes off.
Yeah.
He tells the mother, he said, they ain't moving. She said, I got a solution for that. And she comes in and gets right over that nest. And out goes the feathers. The soft bed. CD Posturpedic's gone. June. She takes off, just waiting for, you know, the results of it. Junior, oh, kicks it out.
Yeah.
No. Susie says, I can't either. I've been here all day. There ain't nothing in this nest but sharp rocks. The mother comes in, and I'm telling you, they don't have words like we do, but I believe that they can telecommunicate with one another, and I believe that she's telling them, God made you and gave you wings like your dad and I, and he wants you out of this nest up to where that you can soar. You can do it.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
How miserable sometimes, how dry sometimes do we have to get before we move?
Come on.
Amen. And late in the afternoon, Junior looks over to Susie, said, I'm going to have to do something. I tell you, it's miserable staying in here. I want what mommy's got. I want to do what daddy's doing. And if they can do it, hallelujah, and God put it in their heart, I can do it too. Raise your other hand and praise the Lord here today. Woo! Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. And I don't know which one of them it is, but on a high pinnacle of a rock, way out, and as a cliff goes down 200 foot down, Junior says, I got to move now or never. And he jumps out and flops and flops and flops. And he starts to head down on a crash on the bottom. And what is it happens? Oh, Mama Eagle reaches right down and soars underneath a little Junior and picks him up on Eagle's wings and bears him. Hey, reach a little hand and praise the Lord. Son, you can do it. You might have failed before. Hallelujah. You might have crashed. You might have doubted out. But I'm telling you, you can do it. What God's put in me, He'll put it in you. Yeah. Woo! Raise your hand and praise Him. She goes in there and gets Susie, takes her up and drops her. Hey, Lord, and she does the same thing. Did you know that mommy and that daddy will keep us swooping right under them and bring them back up to the top of that rock? And they'll leave them there, and they'll go out and make their circuit until they're strong enough. And one looks at the other and say, I know that I can do it. I know that I can have victory. I know that I can soar above this trial. Hallelujah. My Lord in heaven, and it ain't very long, you'll see four eagles in the sky.
Yes.
Hallelujah, soaring.
Yes.
God put eagle's wings in you. Don't let your trial discourage you. Whatever it is here today, whatever your problem, however you're hurt today, whatever area in your life, whatever it is, don't let that crush you and tell you that you'll have to be down in that low place forever. You don't have to.
That's right. Come on.
You don't have to. There's a lifting up. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
That He may exalt you in due time. Casting all of your care upon Him. For He careth for you.
Yeah.
Exalt. He's going to reach down and lift you up. Lift you up.
Lift you up.
As I give this microphone back to Brother Jason, let's praise Him. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I love you. I love you. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, God, I love you.